Hi, this is James Johnson. The following is a review for the Gilbert Theater of Fayetteville's 2018 production of Godspell by critic Belinda C. Belinda is a new contributor to the NC Theater Stories podcast. She is an experienced actress and director who has served as artistic director and board member for multiple theaters in the past decade. After her review, stick around and I'll ask her a few follow-up questions about our experience. Thank you.
Day by day. Day by day.
The Gilbert Theater has opened their 25th season with a production of Godspell, a popular and well-established musical by composer Stephen Schwartz and writer John Michael Tabellet. Godspell made its debut off-Broadway in 1971. Since opening, the musical has enjoyed countless revivals and even a popular film adaptation. The once controversial modern-day retelling of the Gospel of Matthew is today a fairly tame theater standard, performed in countless theaters and churches across the country. The story is made up of a series of parables involving modern-day actors portraying scenes from the Bible, specifically with the last days of Jesus Christ, played by local actor Ricky Jacobs. Jacobs, a familiar face to Gilbert regulars, seemed to be going through the motions with this iconic role, as if bored with the material. While Jacobs is obviously a talented singer, he brought nothing remarkable to his portrayal, and at times, his voice was lost in the music. His facial expressions rarely changed, and there was none of the energy he has brought to his past performances. When one is accustomed to playing transvestites from outer space in The Rocky Horror Show and demon-battling rednecks in Evil Dead, the role of the Son of God may seem pretty mundane. Besides Jacobs, the only other actor in the show who plays a character with a name is Matthew Overturf, who also happens to be the newly established artistic director for the Gilbert Theater. As he has done in the past, Overturf shines due to his powerful singing voice, playing dual roles as both John the Baptist and the show's only real antagonist, Judas. While Overturf's performance was also fairly ho-hum, he at least had one moment of explosive energy when he exited the stage, slamming the doors behind him. The show was not without some standout performances by its ensemble, however. Actress Sarah Chapman, who, like most everyone in the cast, played multiple roles, stood out in her role as Mary Magdalene. Chapman, who, like Jacobs, had a starring role in last season's Evil Dead, gave a particularly strong and engaging performance of Turn Back, Oh Man.
Turn back, oh man, forswear thy foolish ways. Old now is earth, and none may.
Meanwhile, character actress Kathy Day was a blast to watch perform We Beseech Thee while she was racing across the stage and managing to hold her pitch while she's moving so fast. Finally, I must mention actor Ricardo Morgan, who is a veteran of the Fayetteville stage, though he isn't always given an opportunity to shine. Morgan performed the gospel, Light of the World, with all the gusto of a Southern preacher. Young actress Annika Benander is also worth noting for an over-the-top and spirited solo, which brought the house down. She proved capable of reaching extremely high notes for someone so young. Unfortunately, the actress's giddy energy and passion did at times pull focus during other songs throughout the show. Now, if you're wondering why I am not naming the song she performed so admirably by its name, it is because of another problem, which may sound small, but for a theater of this level is, in my opinion, unacceptable. The show's program was entirely lacking a set list. Not only that, but it had no photos beside the bios, which is particularly problematic in a show where many of the ensemble do not have specific character names. Worst of all, the program did not name the show's scenic, sound, or lighting designers. There is a detailed mural on the set, and yet no credit given in the program. This may sound like nitpicking, but to be honest, in community theater, where those involved are frequently either working for very little money or no money at all, failing to give credit where credit is due is the very height of unprofessionalism. It is possible that these programs were rushed out and unfinished as a result of the hurricane, which had impacted the show's opening weekend. I had heard that Hurricane Florence was somehow to blame for the show not using live music, but rather an unnamed crew member being tasked with hitting play on a recording of canned music at just the right time. Typically, when one pays to see a live musical, hearing canned music piped in from an audio recording is an automatic disqualifier. However, some leeway is admissible, considering that this was likely the result of something outside of their control. Overall, the Gilbert's version of Godspell is not a bad show. It just isn't a great one. As earlier stated, when Godspell first made its debut, it was controversial due to its use of modern-day hippie clothing, which seems so quaint today. With that controversy came a spark of excitement about something different and dangerous, something that dared to challenge people's religious perceptions. But that was then. Today, Godspell is a musical theater standard, and performances of it in the Bible Belt are no longer seen as challenging the establishment so much as celebrating the establishment, which isn't bad, but it isn't good either. It's just going through the motions. 2.5 stars out of 5.
Father, hear thy children's call. Humbly at thy feet we fall. Prodigals confessing all. We beseech thee, hear us.
Wow, so it sounds like you were a little underwhelmed by this performance. Am I correct?
That is true. That is definitely true. Nothing really spoke to me. There were no wow movements or moments, or it just was vanilla.
Were you familiar at all with Godspell before you went in, or?
Oh yeah, but I haven't seen it for a while, and now I know why. Because I don't like the show itself.
Yeah,
I really don't. So the cadence just makes my ears hurt. I don't like how the tempo of the show goes. It's a respond, and it's like it is like church. It's like the preacher's saying something and you have to say it back to him, and so it just gets really tedious after a while.
I haven't seen this one yet. I do know some very talented people are involved, but I did remember thinking that it was a little unusual seeing the Gilbert Theater open with this show, because you know the last time I had I'd seen a theater in this area do it, it was a religious school, so you know,
yeah.
Just
yeah. Well, it's a religious show. You know, back in the day it was controversial, I guess. It's not so much anymore.
Yeah, well, so you did mention there were some standout performances, some people who you felt did a good job.
Yes, I did. And they brought the show up. Mm-hmm. You know, they sparkled on stage. Sarah Chapman, I just have to say, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. I mean, she's a beautiful woman to begin with, but she just has this natural presence on stage that she's in the moment. Mm-hmm. She just connects.
Yeah. I've seen Chapman in some things. She's a very talented lady.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, if you go in knowing that you're not maybe a big fan of the material to begin with, do you think there was much that could be done after that? Could the show have been salvaged by any actors?
Well, there were several, there were several good performances. It's just, the show, I just felt perhaps I had come in on a low energy evening. It was, you know, it could have just been one of those off shows that I saw, but I just felt the energy all in all was pretty, pretty low.
Mm. Now,
from start to finish.
Now, I do want to point out that typically when we have a critic go see a show, we ask the theater ahead of time to comp the critic. However, you chose not to, you did not want to be comped. I guess you felt that that would somehow affect your ability to give an unbiased opinion.
Yeah, there is that. I just, I like the thought of anonymity. So, did I say that right?
Yeah, I think you got that one right. Well, yeah. So you wanted to sort of go in and come out and not with any no expectations. You certainly didn't want the theater being aware that there was a critic in the audience.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I think when they know there's a critic in the audience, you know, then, you know, they're going to step up their game as they should, but they should have done it anyway. But they also can know who that critic is and then come up afterwards and go, you know, oh, this happened because this and this and this, and try to sway that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed a lot of your critique had to do with the energy of the show. Did you see, was it a matinee you saw?
No, it was an evening performance.
An evening performance? Was it a Sunday or a Saturday?
Yeah. It was a Friday.
Friday. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Wow. Okay. Low energy on a Friday night. Okay. There's a good excuse for that. I'm trying to help them out.
Yeah. Wasn't a second show or anything.
Yeah. You know, typically I try when I try to avoid doing a review for a show that's during like a Sunday matinee, because, you know, I may be superstitious about it, but it does seem like Sunday matinees are always the most low energy shows. But yeah, Friday night they should have.
It's the low energy audience too.
Yeah, yeah, you know, your audience is just mulling in from church, and yeah, they bring that energy
with
them.
That's right.
Well. I want to thank you so much for taking out the time to review this show. I'm still going to try to make it out, but I will definitely be looking for some of the things you pointed out. Hopefully, maybe by next weekend, they'll have some new programs printed out. That was really surprising to me, because I know they've typically been pretty good about that.
Yeah, well, do we want to touch on any of the aesthetics of the theater or anything like that?
Sure, why not? You had mentioned to me before sending in your review that there were some issues that you had with the theater, some aesthetics with the theater itself.
Yes, I did. Going to the theater to me is, you know, an exciting experience, and it just doesn't start when I plop my butt in the seat. It just doesn't. It's walking into the theater, standing around talking to theater patrons, that sort of stuff. I will have to say I was very underwhelmed with the signage that they have. While it's respectable as a chalkboard and everything, but no, to put the name and the times of the show up there, unfortunately, nobody took the time to clean it, so it's smudged. You can barely read what is on that chalkboard. And that's just laziness to me. And then I know the hurricane came through, but there was a hurricane, you know, when the hurricane came through. But the smell in that old building was so off-putting when you went in the door. Somebody should have thought beforehand, hey, let's bring in a humidifier. If they did, they should have gotten a stronger one. You know, something to help freshen up that air. It was just stale and dank. Mm-hmm. And then when the theater opened, the first thing you see, at least from my point, because I take in the whole theater, are the white patches on that black ceiling. And that is just, that's a sign of laziness to me that should have been fixed. You know, I don't know how long it's been that way, you know, maybe it just came down with the water and everything, but some attempts should have been made to cover that up. I'm sure a spray paint could have, you know, done a little bit of coverage on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can, you know, I'm by playing devil's advocate here, I feel I do need to offer some defense. I do know that the theater is usually run on a shoestring budget, so I can sort of understand that I'm having some trouble fixing things very quickly. I've noticed the chalkboard. I don't know what the alternative for the chalkboard is. I guess just clean it better.
A rag with water? Yes, and cleaning it. But honestly, there is an operating budget for any theater that has a board of directors.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there has to be some sort of contingency plan or emergency fund, something like that, for something to keep your theater looking nice and respectable.
Yeah, no, I should hope so. Well, hopefully that they will take some of your notes, and hopefully those will be helpful to them. And
I hope so.
Yeah, that's the whole reason, you know, for reviews is not only for audience members who are considering going to see the show, but also to help the theater community grow and sort of, you know, get an outsider's perspective.
Absolutely. And I honestly love the Gilbert Theater. That it has my, it just has my heart. So to say anything negative really hurts me to do that, but sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, I guess we'll end it here.